Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Something happened at Fiserv Forum on Wednesday night that has yet to happen this year. It was the first time. We'll explain at 6:45.
So insurance fraud isn't exactly a new thing, right?
No.
This might be one of the dumbest cases I've ever heard. In Southern California, four people are under arrest, accused of insurance fraud by dressing up in a bear costume and destroying the inside of their cars. ABC's Alex Stone has more from Los Angeles.
Almost immediately, it was clear to the insurance company something wasn't right. A customer claimed a bear had broken into his 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost at Lake Arrowhead and ripped up the interior. But in surveillance video, it looked like somebody in a bear costume. And the California Department of Insurance says that's exactly what it was. Now, four suspects have been arrested and charged for allegedly using a human dressed in a bear costume and making multiple insurance claims defrauding the companies over $140,000. Detectives say they even found the bear costume in the suspect's home. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Why a bear? Just because you had the costume? Is that why?
I don't know, but this costume, so it's a full-on bear costume, but and they also have these tools that they use to try to make claw marks inside the car. I mean,
almost would have been better off if he would have gone Bigfoot instead of bear.
Right? Yeah.
What's better? You buy the bear costume for the scam, or you already have the bear costume for the scam?
Yeah, right. Well, we got that old bear costume in the back there.
Got
Chuck.
A great idea, guys.
Standing around the fire drinking beer. Yeah, I got this idea.
You'd be better off just rolling down the windows and parking it in the woods.
And putting some food in the car and having an actual bear come in and destroy your car.
Everyday Hero is next. It's 6:38. We do it every Thursday morning around this time. It's time to recognize an everyday hero. Michelle, an everyday hero is when Wisconsin's Morning News celebrates an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning that they'd be saving a life. Just a day job. Everyday Hero sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care. So today we head to Mesa, Arizona.
Hello.
Thank you. Where Alex Schabel wasn't home, but he got an alert on his Ring camera. You know how you can do this where you can get a buzz on your phone and then you can actually communicate with the person who's there on your stoop there or on your porch.
I see my door wide open with some lady holding my child, and she tells me that I have my kids running in the middle of the street.
That is Schabel talking with Fox 10 Phoenix after the fact. Yes, this woman was holding his 2-year-old son, who's wearing nothing but a diaper. Here's apparently what had happened. The child left the home, wandered into the busy intersection where this woman was, and now there's video of this incident, and this video is terrifying. One car whipping around him. You saw the video, right?
Just yes. Flying him. Stopping.
Yes. Another driver hitting the brakes. We would play the Nat sound of it, but I don't feel comfortable doing so because the video is from a dash cam of a different mother driving her car. And she is so scared. She's screaming at the top of her lungs because she's afraid this kid's going to get hit. And I think it's too jarring to play that at this time, but we do have it on video. But anyway, cars whipping around this kid.
Gets into the middle of the intersection while the light is green. So if he was not seen, which he probably wasn't because I saw a car in the next lane just go right past him. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, it's awful. These cars just whipping around this kid who has no idea. It's like dusk at this time. So thankfully, in the video, you see an innocent bystander, this lady, run up and just pick up this child. No, I think she was in a different vehicle and actually pulled over, ran and grabbed him. She was then able to figure out where he lived and bring him to the door.
Resident of the area saw them and got them out of harm's way, which I'm incredibly grateful for. I didn't quite get her name, but I'd like to thank her personally.
Yeah, no one knows who she is. She's anonymous. Still trying to find the stranger who decided to run out into the street on this very busy intersection and get this kid. She is our everyday hero and If you'd like to see the video, we do have it posted on our website. I'm just warning you, the audio is jarring. The woman is so scared that she's going to see this kid get hit. Just text the word HERO, 855-616-1620 to the WDTMJ Talk and Text Line. We'll send you the video of this woman saving this child's life. He's alive because of her. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
After review, the legal contact occurs with 1.0 on the game clock. Holland will shoot 2 free throws.
There was a foul called. Now, wait a second. The Bucks have a challenge, too, because they had a success, but they don't have a timeout.
They don't have a timeout.
So never mind the first 47 minutes and 59 seconds of that basketball game, because that was literally the final second in regulation. Giannis called for a foul on an inbounds play. It was reviewed by the officials, and ruled a foul. The Pistons, 5th overall pick in the draft this year. Ronald Holland II, he's a rookie. He goes to the line. The game is tied 111 all. A look at the rookie's heart rate as he steps up to the line. Now listen to Pfizer Forum, and they're going nuts when he's at the line.
The rookie's free throw. It's short. The tip-in misses. We're going to overtime. There is justice in the world after all.
He missed the first. He missed the second. To OT we go, and the Greek freak takes over.
Giannis with 16 seconds to work with. Drives inside and stuffs it down with the right hand. 59 points now for Giannis. He's tapping his chest as he goes the other way, saying, "This is my house. This is my house."
Him ha, 59 points. 59 points! The 9th 50-point game in Giannis's career. A gritty win. I think that's what I would use. That's the adjective I would use to describe this game. So will this win be something we point to in the season if it turns around? Coach Doc Rivers.
But it tells you on the inside how close this team is and how much this team believes that we're going to be a good team. Because you don't see that effort from your veteran guys unless that belief is solid.
First consecutive wins for the Bucks.
It's the first time they've won two in a row.
First time they've won two in a row. So this could be the turning point. Next up, the Bucks take on the Hornets in Charlotte on Saturday afternoon. On to football. Packers-Bears week. Jaire Alexander back at practice, but limited. And with the Bears being in shambles, and that's kind of putting it lightly, we still have to take the Bears seriously, or do that term, you know, not take the teams we play for granted. Here's X.
We don't take any team for granted. Yeah. You know, regardless of who it is, regardless of, you know, record and, you know, whatever they're going through, like, every week can be different.
You know, he's right about that, right? We have our fun, but they do have to stay locked in. Eric's boy Xavier McKinney there. The rivalry will be back one day. I don't know if it's going to be on Sunday, folks, but it might be back one day. Packers-Bears on noon on Sunday. And finally, every golfer's biggest fear realized. The WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark playing in the LPGA Pro-Am tournament. At any Pro-Am, there's a gallery, right? It's Caitlin Clark. She's a huge celebrity. She's in the tee box. And tough shank off the tee. Not judging, but it beelines it right to a person. Here's the audio.
Oh, it was bad.
Could you imagine?
Everyone's laughing.
Is that not your worst fear? Oh, and she laughed it off. Everyone's such a good sport about it. But, like, literally, here's the guy who's holding the phone.
Jesus.
We've all been there, and so is Caitlin Clark. A little moment of humility for us.
6:54, ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta joins us from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So on our show this morning, we are going to talk about something that Joshy experienced recently, which was going into a ice cream place. We, live on the North Shore. We got an ice cream place about a mile from our house. Sure. My kids go in there with me. We try to do it probably like once a week, actually. And he said that a gentleman went in recently and after asking for several samples was shut down by the ice cream employees and told, "You can't have any more samples." Do you want to know how many samples he had?
That's my first question.
I'm going to guess 10. 10 samples. Because that sounds like a lot.
That does sound like a lot. Is it more?
He had 9.
Okay.
Nine samples. And they were like, no more. No soup for you. So the guys were saying, look, if you're an adult, why do you even need samples? You know what ice cream tastes like. And I was like, whoa. Like, I have gone to the ice cream place and they'll be debuting a new flavor. And it sounds fantastic, but it might not be fantastic to me. So I should be able to sample a flavor. I agree with the premise that there should be, like, right, like, there's, come on, let's not take advantage of the system.
Tub.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And then walk out and go, thanks, I'm full. Well, yeah, you're full. You had 9 samples. But, so I guess my question to you guys is, should there be a cap on samples, and should there be an age limit on who's allowed to get samples at the ice cream store?
I say no to the age limit.
Right.
I will say there should be a cap at least on one ice cream flavor. You can't get multiple samples of one ice cream flavor.
Oh, like sure, sure.
One tub, right?
You Wait, can't... I tried the bubble gum. Can I try that bubble gum again?
Yeah, can you give one more?
Well, and is he trying vanilla and chocolate, or is he trying unusual flavors?
It's a good question.
Has he never had ice cream before, and so he doesn't know what it's like?
That's the point that Joshy made. He was like, you know what ice cream is. Like, what are we doing here? But I will say, like, they do bring out new flavors. I think even at our ice cream shop, they brought out a new Kit Kat flavor. Now, I know what Kit Kats taste like. They're my favorite Halloween candy. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what Kit Kat ice cream tastes like. Like, I think I should be able to sample that and then make a decision. Here's the thing. I'm going to get ice cream. Like, that is understood when I walk into the place. So it's not as though I'm just coming in, like, you know, when you're walking around Costco and you're like, are you eating lunch at the sample counters? Is that what you're doing here? You know, and they walk out with a gallon of milk and you're like, oh, you were eating lunch at the sample counters. Okay. So we're going to talk about that this morning on the show. But I feel very strongly that you should be able to get samples at any age.
I agree with the any age. I also wonder, though, too, it depends on, sometimes the ice cream names do not give you enough information. Like, I don't know what Pirate's Booty is supposed to taste like. What is Treasure Trove? I have
Does
that taste like coins? I have no idea. So you need...
In which case, I don't want it, I don't think. Does it taste like when you put a penny in your mouth when you were a child? Because no thank you.
Yeah, I don't want that dirty flavor.
Well, and samples are tiny, right? They're like a quarter of a teaspoon, maybe. Like, you get those little teeny tiny spoons, right? So how much revenue are you losing by giving a couple of these away?
Well, and that's what I would also argue, right? Mm. So is five the threshold? Like, there are times when I admittedly will be uncomfortable because my daughter, who is 6, will ask for another sample and another sample. But again, she's going to get some ice cream, right?
Clearly. And she's 6.
And she just hasn't decided which one. And she happens to be very particular, right? Whereas my other one, I could hand her Pirate's Booty.
Doesn't matter.
Housing it. You know what I mean? So, like, it depends from child to child as well, I think.
Fascinating debate. Jen Latta from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 94.5. Thank you.
See you guys.
6:58.